Welcome to Around the House, your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. Lawmakers recently joined Governor Eric Holcomb at the State House for ceremonial signings of some of the new laws passed during the 2024 legislative session. The new laws went into effect earlier this summer, one being House Enrolled Act 1133, which cracks down on political deepfake advertisements being used to spread misinformation in elections. Co-author, State Representative David Abbott of Rome City, says that deepfake political ads have been a growing concern in elections across the country because artificial intelligence can be used to alter a candidate's image, audio, and video. These ads can mislead and misinform voters about a candidate. Under the new law, a disclaimer is required to be placed on AI-generated or digitally altered media, such as audio, video, or images of a candidate used in campaign communications. If the material does not include a disclaimer, the candidate can bring a civil action against those responsible for the fake content.
The rise of AI-generated content in the political ad space is becoming a significant concern, not only statewide, but also nationally. Requiring disclaimers on altered political advertisements will help protect Hoosier voters from being misled and boost election transparency.
The governor also ceremonially signed House Enrolled Act 1001, which ensures that more Hoosier High School students have access to work-based learning opportunities. Bill co-author, State Representative Michelle Davis of Whiteland and Vice Chair of the House Education Committee, says this law will extend the window for students to apply for the Career Scholarship account while also expanding the use of the funds to include driver's training courses. The Career Scholarship accounts allow for high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors enrolled at a state-accredited public or private school to receive up to $5,000 in state funding to pursue apprenticeships, work-based learning experiences, and credentials.
Creating more hands-on learning opportunities for Hoosier High School students will allow them to explore and experience different career paths while also equipping them with essential skills that will be beneficial upon graduation.
The governor also ceremonially signed House Enrolled Act 1004, which will provide a 13th check to Indiana's nearly 90,000 retired public employees, such as law enforcement and teachers. Bill co-author, State Representative Matt Lehman of Bern, says that this law will provide a one-time post-retirement payment to help cover cost of living gaps for public retirees using existing dedicated funds.
As the cost of everyday goods and services have increased, Hoosier retirees have found themselves in a challenging financial position. Fortunately, thanks to smart fiscal leadership, Indiana has the resources available to provide this one-time supplemental payment.
Hoosiers can visit iga.in.gov to learn more about these and other new state laws. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.